In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor says there's an easy way to help the environment now with the warmer weather.
Does the warm weather have you thinking about riding your bicycle to get from here to there? If so, let me offer some words of encouragement. Bicycling is good for the planet. It requires no fossil fuel and so alleviates all of the environmental damage caused by drilling for, transporting, and processing oil. It uses no biofuel and so exists outside the complicated push and pull over using crops for energy. It creates no noise pollution. It decreases traffic congestion, wear and tear on roads, and the need for parking, which frees up space for higher purposes, and provides the host of other benefits that come from having less pavement. Bicycling is also good for people. It gets you out of the artificial environment of your car and puts you in touch with the natural world, the real world, even when you're riding in the city. It allows you to see and smell the gorgeous magnolias as you ride by. It allows you to hear the songs and calls of birds, and if you're attuned to birds, to be reminded of how life in the Midwest is connected to life elsewhere as spring migration progresses. It allows you to connect with other people who are walking or cycling, even if it's just to say hello. Think of how different it is to pull up next to a neighbor or coworker on a bike instead of in a car. Bicycling allows you to reconnect with yourself through contemplation, away from the pull of a car radio or music player. Bicycling gives you the satisfaction of getting from one place to another by the power of your own body, a deep satisfaction, but one that can be forgotten when it's experienced too infrequently. Like any other form of physical activity, bicycling regularly is energizing, not draining, an antidote to the sluggishness that can come from working in a store or office. If you're hesitant about biking because of how drivers of cars behave or how poorly the traffic patterns on some streets accommodate it, take heart. In recent years, the cities of Champaign and Urbana and the U of I campus have together taken steps to encourage cycling, including dedicated bike lanes on some important routes and signage to promote cooperation between cars and bikes on others. Of course, Illinois law already treats bicycles as vehicles, and it's perfectly reasonable and legal for cyclists to use the streets as vehicles already. The point of marking routes for cycling is to help clarify for drivers and cyclists alike how they should behave on the road. If you want further encouragement still, know that May is National Bike Month, which will be marked by a slew of activities in Champaign-Urbana, including workshops on bike safety and maintenance, Bike to School Day, and Bike to Worship Day. For details about Bike Month events, start at the website of our local bike advocacy group, champaigncountybikes.org. And while you're there, you could go ahead and join. That way you, too, could be helping to make Champaign County the most bicyclist-friendly county in the Midwest.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor teaches courses in environmental writing and issues.